Good afternoon. My name is Jesse Velik from Pegasnon Wovens, and I'm responsible for investor and press relations. We would like to welcome you at today's analyst conference call for the first 9 months of 2007. First, I would like to introduce the members of top management that will speak today. It's Mr. Miloš Bogdan, our CEO, Mr. Aleš Gerža, our CFO, and Mr. František Řezáč, our sales director. Also present are Ondřej Koužil, our reporting specialist, and Klára Klimová, our IR consultant. The format of the call is the following. You should have received the PowerPoint presentation, or you can open it at Pegasus' website if you do not have it now. The management will go through the presentation slide by slide. This should take about 30 minutes, and then you will get a chance to ask management questions. If you would like to listen to the call later, a replay will be available 4 days after the call. The replay number is on the company's website and also on the invitation you received. Could you please turn to slide 3? In today's presentation, Mr. Bogdan will go through the highlights of the first 9 months and the strategic achievements for the year to date. And Mr. Gerža will present the financial performance of the first 9 months, and then Mr. Bogdan will conclude with an outlook for next year, 2008. And now I will hand over to Mr. Bogdan, who will start the presentation.
Thank you, Jurpa. My name is Miloš Bogdan. I am the CEO of Pegasnon Wovens. I will now go through the key highlights of the first 9 months of this year. Please turn to page 5 of the presentation. First of all, I'd like to stress that in the last 9 months, we have perfectly served our customers and have fulfilled their requirements in terms of quantity and quality. Once more, it was a very successful period. We are very happy with our financial performance, where we have had stable revenues, but at the same time we have experienced some negative impact of rising polymer prices. We have reduced our finance costs by 33.6%, and they are now at their lowest level since Pamplona's leveraged buyout. Our adjusted net profit for the 9 months has increased by 37.3% compared to the same period a year ago. And in the third quarter, we registered a net profit of 9.8 million euros. The non-woven market continues to be very competitive and is, as a whole, affected by rising polymer prices. However, we believe that Pegas is one of the best positioned companies in the industry to handle it effectively. We have increased our production by 3.1% year-on-year in the first 9 months through improvements in our production efficiency. We can now announce that we have filled our order books to 95% for the full production capacity of the company for 2008, and this of course includes the additional production from our new 8th line. Our strategy into the future is to continue with investment into the latest technology, and we are looking forward to work now in progress on the 9th line project. Please turn to slide 6. Key financial highlights. You can see on the page our revenues have been stable while operating costs have increased slightly. Our adjusted EBITDA was over 30 million euros with a net profit of 12.5 million euros. Our production capacity has increased by 3.1% over the period, and we have hired an additional 49 employees primarily for the new 8th production line. Please turn to slide 8. Our strategic achievements. In the first 9 months, we have supported growth by working on the 8th production line project, which is now in the pilot production and is expected to be at full production in January. We are at the same time working on planning the specification for a 9th production line. We intend to continue to grow with the European market. We are taking many measures to keep our position as a European nonwoven technology leader by focusing on demanded materials like ultralight textiles, elastic textiles, and textiles for the hygiene and medical sector. In financial terms, we have generated a solid EBITDA despite rising prices of polymers and the effect of competition. We have maintained some of the best margins in the industry by delivering demanded products and improving operational efficiencies. In September, we paid out a dividend, 7 million euros in total, which represented 76 euro cents per share. And we intend to continue with paying our dividends, and our dividend policy will be progressive if our financial performance allows it. I would now like to hand over to Mr. Aleš Gerža, our CFO, who will take you through the financial details. Aleš, please.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Our performance and profitability in the first 9 months 2007 was impacted by a number of key developments. Revenues have been stable and were in line with 2006 due to the effects of the extraordinary one-off contract which was mentioned. Polymer costs have increased on the back of rising polymer indices, and electricity costs went up as well. These items accounted for the majority of cost increases and cannot be influenced by the company. Staff costs increased, which was the result of the implementation of a new remuneration scheme for board members and management of the company, and the hiring of new employees, mainly for the AIDS production line. Forex changes and the revaluation of swaps have been highly positive in the third quarter, but on 9 month basis represented a loss of 526,000 euro. As a result, our adjusted EBITDA margin decreased to 33.3% from 35%, but still remains the highest in the industry. The absolute EBITDA was influenced by the delay in the pass-through mechanism, which reduced our EBITDA by approximately 500,000 euros in the first 9 months. Depreciation. No major difference in this period, but it would change mainly in the first quarter of 2008, when the machinery for the 8th line starts to depreciate. Buildings will be depreciated from December 2007. Finance costs went down significantly by 33.6% and are in the third quarter of 2007 at their lowest level since the acquisition of Pegas by Pamplona. Attributable net profit declined by 15.4% due to the forex and interest rate swap deductions. However, if adjusted, the net profit increase is substantial, over 37% compared with the last year. The next slide. This slide provides a more illustrative overview of revenues, profits and margins. In terms of adjusted EBITDA margin, the impact of the pass-through mechanism delays and change in product mix, together with increase in other operating costs, as explained, resulted in a decline of margin. However, looking at nine-month performance, the decline is just 1.7 percentage points. The adjusted EBIT and its margin gives a very similar picture, since depreciation has so far remained stable. Net profit, in contrast, was positively impacted by the recalculation of balance sheet items in accordance with development of the forex rate in the third quarter 2007 and declined slightly in the period of the first 9 months. Next slide. Here we would like to explain to you in more detail the principles and drivers of the polymer price pass-through mechanism. Although the costs of polymers are ultimately transferred into customers' prices, there are other factors affecting the formula. Let me explain. The prices from the suppliers are based on polypropylene indicators and price formulas with a monthly price determination. More than 90% of our sale prices to customers are linked with polypropylene price indices, set either monthly or quarterly, mostly quarterly. The price of the nonwovens is fixed with a polypropylene market index corridor for the majority of customers, and the nonwoven sales price corresponds to the midpoint of this corridor. If the polypropylene index fluctuates within the corridor, the price remains unchanged. If the polypropylene index goes beyond the corridor, the price is changed accordingly and corresponds to a new corridor. This means that polypropylene prices can change every month, and the nonwoven sales prices change with some delay from 1 month to 3 months. You can see on the illustrative chart, the chart on the right without real figure, that in Q1 2007, the polypropylene index went down and the real polypropylene index didn't correspond with the set prices, which were fixed on the higher level linked with the polypropylene index in Q4 2006. In Q2 2007, we decreased the sales price, and at the same time, the polypropylene index went up, and this compounded the negative impact. In Q3 and Q4, both the sales prices and the polypropylene index went up, meaning higher nonwoven and polypropylene prices. If you would like this explanation sent to you by email, please contact Josef Vales. The next slide. Product mix is very important for our profitability as our margins are very dependent on the proportion and total volume of specialty sales in the given period. Year 2006 was inflated by the one-off contracts from overseas, and therefore the nine-month comparison is showing a 7% decline. At the same time, the quarterly development demonstrates a substantial improvement in trends, in particular if we compare the third quarter 2007 with the previous periods of 2007. We also believe that production and sale of specialties will increase even further in 2008. For the rest of this year, no substantial change is anticipated on our side. The next slide. No substantial change in our geographical distribution. Western Europe remains the key market, and the sales have increased by 41.2% compared with 2006. Sales into CE and Russia have decreased slightly on year-on-year basis, and sales to other territories declined by 55.5% year-on-year due to the absence of one-off orders from the States. The next slide. Cost composition and increase of operating costs by 3.8% year-on-year was driven primarily by the cost items which could not be influenced by the company. For example, polymer and energy costs, which showed the highest relative percentage increase. Reasons for the increase in staff costs have already been explained. The next slide. First, I would like to point out that we have decided to commend the changes in balance sheet items since end December 2006 due to a better comparability of the statements rather than looking at the year-on-year comparison. Main changes in the balance sheet since the end of 2006 are increase in property, plant and equipment in connection with the 8th line project. Still, as of September 30, 2007, almost all of the spendings on the 8th line project are recognized under item tangible assets under construction and advance payments for tangible assets. This means these items were not depreciated in this period. Inventories went up as a part of advanced stocking for the 8th line production. Bank loans, both short-term and long-term, decreased due to repayment and refinancing. Cash levels, as we have said earlier, are no longer managed as a standalone item, but in connection with the overdraft facility used towards debt repayments and therefore are kept at minimal levels. As of September 30, 2007, the company didn't draw Euro 23 million from available credit facilities. The next slide, please. Some of the drivers impacting the balance sheet and profit and loss statement in the 9 months of 2007 are also reflected in cash flow statements. The most important are change in inventories, namely in raw material stock for the 8th line production, cash flow from investment activities also relates to the spendings on the 8th line project, increase in the item interest paid consists of not only interest actually paid, but also includes paid arrangement fees for new refinancing. Change in bank funds and substantial reduction of bank balances and cash as a result of new cash management procedures linked with refinancing and debt repayments, dividend payout of 7 million euros. The next slide. Almost all of the 9 months 2007 CAPEX was dedicated to the company's expansion, namely to the 8th production line project. Since most of the investments planned to be spent this year have already been paid, our full-year CAPEX guidance remains euro 20 million. For the year 2008, we currently estimate the total CAPEX of euro 18 million, primarily related to the remaining payments for the machinery of the 8th production line. And now, to tie up the presentation, I would like to hand over to Mr. Bogdan.
Thank you, Aleš. On page 20, you can see the 2008 outlook. As I said earlier, we expect the new line to be at full production from January 2008, and at the current time, we have about 95% of our production sold and are working on the further project to a total production capacity of 70,000 tons. This line, together with our other very advanced lines, allows us to focus on increasing the absolute level of specialties in our product portfolio, which is expected to increase as we focus our research, production, and marketing on high-value products for the hygiene and medical industries. Our R&D and our close cooperation with our customers to develop products which differentiate them from their competitors create a demand which will support our growth into the future. We expect the investment incentive process for the ninth line to be finalized in the near future. Thank you for your attention, and I would like to hand over back to Joseph Valek.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Bogdan. Listeners, we are ready to take questions. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, please press the number 1 on your telephone keypad and the hash or pound key to cancel your request. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's the number 1 to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. There will be a brief silence while we wait for people to register their questions. We have a question from the line of Radim Kramul. Please go ahead and announce your company and location.
Good afternoon. My name is Radim Kramul. I'm from Erste Bank. I would like to ask just a short question concerning the production of the new line. If you could elaborate of how much capacity will be produced on the new line already in 2007. That's all from my part. Thank you.
We currently expect that the new production line will produce about 2,000 tons at the end of the year 2007.
Okay. Thank you. It's all from my side.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's the number 1 to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel your request. We'll pause briefly to see if any further questions will be registered. We have a question from the line of Chris Colunga. Please go ahead and announce your company name and location.
Hi, this is Chris Colunga from Schroders. I was just wondering if you guys could give us an indication of the specialty mix, particularly on the new line. Do we have any idea what the production mix will be? That's the end of the question.
Generally, we are focused on specialty materials. You can see from the presentation that we have increased since beginning of this year, and the specialty materials will be also the case for line number 8 or 8th production line. Now we are utilizing the capacity of all production lines, and the most suitable products will be filled in this production line. Generally, for 2008, we expect to increase the proportion of specialty materials, and in absolute volume, and also in percentage. Currently, we are under some discussions. We have some open projects, and we believe that this we will conclude it, and we will utilize the line, the newest line, as much as possible by specialty materials.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Dan Krabisky. Please go ahead and announce your company name and location.
Good afternoon. It's Dan Krabisky from Nigeria. I would like to ask about the electricity cost. What do you have contracted for the next year? If you had a chance or took advantage for to buy the electricity for next year when it was kind of regulated on the Prague Energy Exchange, and then what impact on your company can we expect from the tax reforms, i.e. cap on the social insurance cost plus potential tax benefits? Thank you.
We, regarding the price of electricity, we expect increase. The expectation is around 13%. And we made agreement with the supplier of electricity for next year. It means that we have now a clear picture regarding the price.
And Mr. Babichek, regarding the question on taxes, can you repeat it, please?
If you, what impact do you expect from the reforms which the government has approved, i.e. is there any positive impact on the employee cost with regards to the cap on the social insurance, or there were also some changes concerning the capital adequacy. If there are any impacts, either positive or negative, on the company?
We are currently evaluating or budgeting the wages for the year 2008, and a small part of the wages cost, can be somehow offset by the new tax procedures introduced by the government in the year 2008. But I wouldn't expect a big saving in terms of these changes.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's the number one to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. There appear to be no further question at this time. I'll hand the conference back to you. Thank you.
Okay, so thank you very much for attending our conference. Are we sure that there are no more questions? And we also apologize for the delay due to technical reasons. So thank you very much for attending. And if there are no further questions, then...
We have a question from the line of Dan Karabuski. Please go ahead, sir.
I have one more question with regards to the... If you could give us some guidance where your depreciation could be next year when the new line starts to be depreciated. And then... Given the fact that your production for the next year is already for 95% contracted, if you could give us an indication, what should be the percentage of the specialty materials on the sales mix next year?
Okay, so I will start with the depreciation. We have made some computations, and regarding the new buildings, the depreciation in the year 2008... So on an annual basis, the buildings will be depreciated by some 300,000 euros. And the new production line, the depreciation will be some 2.3 million euros. So altogether, the new project should increase the depreciation of the company on an annual basis by some 2.6 million euros.
Okay.
I understand your question about the ratio of specialty products. It was answered by František Rezač, our commercial director. I would like just add that as we have stated, 95% of sales negotiations for 2008 have been completed. However, due to confidentiality agreements and our general business strategy, we cannot disclose the specific information about the portfolio or the ratio of specialties or other information about our let's say sales mix. We can say, however, that our customer portfolio will continue to be quite concentrated, but the allocation will be more balanced in line with our current strategy, and also it will reflecting developments of similar market shares of the hygiene product manufacturers. So probably we can provide you with some guidance in March when we will announce our year results. We believe, and our target is, of course, that absolute level of specialty product will be higher.
Okay, thank you very much.
There are no further questions. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's call. You may now disconnect your line.